Welcome to ReadFlow Weekly. It's a week where the gaze is turning, both inward and outward. Here on Earth, we're taking a harder look at the systems watching us and the everyday ingredients we've trusted. And we're looking up as humanity prepares to open a vast new window on the cosmos. Let's start with that shift in perspective. A new survey of 20,000 Americans reveals a notable turning point in public sentiment. For the first time, more people now oppose than support the use of automated police license plate readers. It's a sign of a growing backlash against pervasive surveillance, a moment where convenience and security are being weighed against a deepening unease about being constantly tracked. You can find that story at ReadFlow. That scrutiny extends to what we put in our bodies. A common sugar substitute called xylitol, found in everything from sugar-free gum to toothpaste and yogurt, has been linked in a new study to an increased risk of strokes, heart attacks, and death. It's a stark reminder that the long-term health impacts of many modern food additives are still coming into focus, prompting a second look at the better-for-you labels on the shelves. We've got the details for you at ReadFlow. And as we question the landscape here at home, we're also setting our sights dramatically further afield. In just days, if all goes to plan, a powerful new eye will open on the universe. NASA's Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope is set to launch. It's not a replacement for Hubble or Webb, but a complement with a superpower, a field of view 100 times wider than Hubble's. This means Roman will survey huge swaths of the sky, settling essential questions about dark energy and exoplanets by seeing not just deeply, but widely. It's the beginning of a new era of cosmic cartography. So, from the algorithms that track our cars to the sweeteners in our snacks, and from the economic pressures causing personal distress to the AI tools reshaping creative industries, it's a week of public reckoning. And it's all set against the thrilling backdrop of a new machine aiming to solve the universe's oldest mysteries. We've got the full picture for you. Welcome to ReadFlow Weekly for the week of August 22nd to 29th, 2026. Welcome back to ReadFlow Weekly. If you're just joining us, we started with a story about a shift in public sentiment, where a new survey shows more Americans now oppose than support automated police license plate readers. It's a fascinating moment of technological pushback. And that's just one thread in a very dense week. So let's map out where we're going. In our tech and AI deep dive, we'll see that public reckoning with surveillance is part of a broader pattern. We're also watching the legal and ethical frameworks for AI development being forged in real time, with major music labels suing Anthropic over training data, while the Debian project votes to allow what it calls the responsible use of generative AI. It's a classic case of the courtroom and the codebase trying to answer the same difficult questions. We'll also look at some powerful new tools for builders, from Splyte's enhanced capabilities as a document database to a new TypeScript backend framework built with AI assistance in mind. And we'll get into the deep tech, from Samsung's new processing in memory chips to the meticulous hunt for an elusive Go runtime bug on embedded systems. Then, in business, we're tracking clear signals of economic stress, with personal bankruptcy filings soaring and the Fed chair signaling that more rate hikes could be on the table. We'll also see how prediction markets are capturing the imagination and the details of a major geopolitical shift in energy. Plus, corporate turnarounds and the explosive AI-fuel boom in Chinese animated dramas. Our science section brings crucial health alerts about common products, linking the sweetener xylitol and long-term melatonin use to increased cardiovascular risks. And we are on the literal launchpad for a new era in astronomy, as the Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope prepares to open a view of the universe 100 times wider than Hubble's. We have breakthroughs in restoring sight, clues to Alzheimer's hidden in sleep, and discoveries of hidden resources, from a vast ice reservoir under Utah to a potential clean energy source in Australia's soil. Two themes will tie much of this together. First, a public reckoning, as trust is tested by the technologies that watch us and the everyday products we consume. And second, a breathtaking acceleration of discovery, from the cosmos to the code editor. We'll wrap, as always, with one more thing that is wonderfully, mysteriously offbeat. It's a full episode, so let's get started. Welcome back. We started with that story about public sentiment shifting on surveillance tech. And that's a perfect entry point for our deep dive into technology and artificial intelligence this week. Because the stories we're about to explore all orbit a central, pressing question. Who gets to build the future, and on whose terms? We're seeing that tension play out in courtrooms, in code repositories, and in the very chips that power our machines. So let's get into it. First, that arc of public pushback. The survey we mentioned, showing more Americans now oppose than support automated police license plate readers, isn't happening in a vacuum. It's part of a broader, simmering reassessment of the surveillance infrastructure that's been built around us, often with little public debate. For years, the narrative was one of inevitable adoption, a trade of some privacy for safety and convenience. But this data point suggests a tide may be turning. It matters because public sentiment can be a powerful brake on technological deployment, influencing everything from municipal budgets to state legislation. The losers here are the companies and agencies that bet on passive public acceptance as a business model. The winners could be privacy advocates and lawmakers pushing for clearer oversight. What to watch next is whether this opposition crystallizes into concrete policy changes, or if it remains a quiet, statistical grumble. And speaking of building on contested ground, our second major arc is the AI development dilemma, which hit two dramatic notes this week. On one side, you have the major music labels, Sony and Warner, filing a lawsuit against Anthropic. They allege the company used tens of thousands of copyrighted songs to train its Claude AI models. This is the latest, and one of the most high-profile, salvos in the legal war over what constitutes fair use in the age of large language models. It's a direct attack on the data-hungry foundation of modern AI. The stakes are enormous. A decisive win for the labels could force a fundamental restructuring of how AI companies source training data, potentially making it vastly more expensive and limiting the scope of what can be learned. Anthropic, and the broader AI industry, are clearly on the defensive here. But in a fascinating counterpoint, the open source world is having a very different conversation. The Debian project, one of the most venerable and principled distributions in Linux, just concluded a general resolution vote. The result? They've officially adopted a policy of responsible use of generative AI. Debian will neither endorse nor prohibit the use of these tools in development. This is a hugely pragmatic move from a community built on strict software freedom principles. It acknowledges the tool is here, developers are using it, and the best path forward is to set guidelines rather than erect walls. It matters because Debian's stance often influences the wider open source ecosystem. Their vote signals a path for integrating these powerful, ethically fraught tools into collaborative human projects without surrendering core values. Watch to see if other foundational open source organizations follow Debian's lead in crafting nuanced, responsible use policies. Our third arc takes us from legal battles to the practical tools developers are actually using to build things. And there's a quiet theme of consolidation and accessibility running through the stack. Take SQLite. It's the ubiquitous embedded database, and a post this week highlighted how its enhanced JSON handling, particularly generated columns, is transforming it into a compelling document database. You can insert JSON directly and have SQLite automatically extract and index fields. This blurs the line between relational and NoSQL worlds, offering simplicity and power in one package. It's a tool that gets out of the way, which is exactly what developers crave. Then there's the rise of frameworks built with AI collaboration in mind. A new one called Typebase declares, your backend is a folder of TypeScript. AI loves code. The premise is that by defining your database schema, server actions, and auth purely in TypeScript in a standard folder, you create a codebase that's not just clean for humans, but inherently understandable to AI assistants. One command deploys it. This is part of a growing trend. Building development environments that are optimized for this new, hybrid human-AI workflow. The winner is the developer who can move faster by offloading boilerplate and routine logic. The loser might be the old, complex configuration-driven backend that's harder for both humans and AI to pass. The thing to watch is whether this AI-native design principle becomes as fundamental as mobile-first or responsive design was in previous eras. Which brings us to our final arc. Deep tech and the quirky, brilliant builds that keep the ecosystem vibrant. At the absolute cutting edge of hardware, Samsung presented its latest processing in memory, or PIM, chips at Hot Chips 2026. The idea is to move compute directly into the memory chips, slashing the energy and time wasted shuttling data back and forth to a separate processor. This isn't just an incremental gain, It's a rethinking of the classic von Neumann architecture that's dominated computing for decades. It matters for the future of AI, where massive data movement is a primary bottleneck. If PIM scales, it could enable more powerful and efficient models to run on the edge, in your phone or car, not just in a distant data center. The winners are the companies that can master this 3D integration of logic and memory. The watch item is whether this transitions from a conference room demo to a mainstream product you can actually buy. Then, there's the Ingenuity that solves immediate, personal problems. A developer who switched full-time to Linux missed the seamless tethering between his iPhone and Mac. So he built Tether, a tool to bring that functionality to Linux. It's a niche project, but it speaks to a universal truth. People will build the bridges they need to make their preferred tools work together. It's a small rebellion against walled gardens. And finally, a reminder that even the most stable systems have hidden depths. A detailed blog post this week chronicled the hunt for a gnarly Go runtime bug on 32-bit embedded systems. It's a masterclass in systems debugging, tracing a network polling issue deep into the interaction between the Go scheduler and the Linux kernel. This matters because Go is a cornerstone of modern cloud and back-end infrastructure. Bugs at this level can cause subtle, catastrophic failures. The win is for every engineer who relies on that stability. The hunt reinforces the robustness of the open-source process. Watch for these deep-dive post-mortems, they're how the collective knowledge of the industry grows. So, from public pushback on surveillance to lawsuits over AI's training diet, from slight's quiet evolution to revolutions in chip design, this week in tech is all about negotiation. We're negotiating the social license for new technologies. We're negotiating the legal and ethical rules for AI development. And engineers are constantly negotiating between raw power, elegant simplicity, and the sheer joy of making things work together. The common thread is that the future isn't just arriving, it's being argued over, line by line, in code and in court. And that debate is the most important technology of all. Welcome back to ReadFlow Weekly. We're shifting our focus now from the tools being built to the economic landscape they're being built within. And this week, that landscape is showing some significant stress fractures, alongside some fascinating new markets and corporate maneuvers. Let's start with the most direct signal of personal economic strain. Personal bankruptcy filings are soaring in 2026. This isn't just a marginal UPTICK. The numbers signal a growing wave of economic distress for American households. It's a stark, personal counterpoint to broader market indicators, suggesting that for many, the financial pressure has become unsustainable. The reasons are likely a complex cocktail: lingering debt, the cumulative impact of earlier inflation, and perhaps a job market that's cooling in certain sectors. When you see bankruptcy numbers climb, it's a lagging indicator of pain that's been building for months, even years. It represents plans derailed, safety nets exhausted, and a reset button that comes with a profound personal cost. This is the human substrate of the macroeconomic picture. And speaking of that macro picture, the Federal Reserve is watching closely. New Fed Chair Kevin Warsh has signaled that further rate hikes may be on the table if inflation doesn't convincingly move back toward the 2% target. This is a firmer stance, a reminder that the battle against elevated prices isn't over. For businesses, this means the cost of capital could stay higher for longer, potentially putting a damper on investment and expansion plans. For consumers, it means mortgages and loan rates aren't coming down in a hurry. You have these two stories sitting side by side: the central bank contemplating more pressure to cool the economy, and a growing number of individuals and families who are already feeling cold indeed. It's the perennial tension of policy, where the medicine for the whole economy can be bitter for specific parts of it. Now, let's look at where some people are turning this uncertainty into a game, quite literally. Young adults under the age of 21 have traded a staggering $5.4 billion this year on the prediction market platform Kalshi. These are teenagers and young adults legally barred from most traditional gambling, but they're pouring billions into betting on event outcomes, from politics to pop culture. This frenzy speaks to a few things: the democratization of speculative finance, for one, but also a generation's desire to engage with world events in a way that feels active and potentially profitable. It's a new form of financialization of daily life. While some see it as a harmless, even educational, engagement with probability, others see a worrying normalization of high-risk speculation among the very young. It's a market born entirely in the digital age, and its explosive growth is a story about behavior as much as it is about business. On the geopolitical business front, a deal with potentially vast consequences was announced. The Trump administration says it has entered an agreement with Venezuela that could give the U.S. access to a staggering 65 billion barrels of the country's untapped oil reserves. The administration frames this as securing America's energy future for generations. Critics immediately label it a geopolitical gambit and a grift. Setting aside the heated politics, the sheer scale of the proposed resource transfer is breathtaking. It would reshape energy markets and hemispheric relations. If realized, it represents a kind of ultra-realpolitik in resource acquisition, a move that treats national oil reserves as a direct lever of power and deal-making. The announcement alone sends ripples through global oil markets, affecting strategies and investments from Houston to Riyadh. In the corporate world, a classic American retailer is trying to stage a comeback through leadership. Gap shares jumped 12% after the company named a new CEO for its struggling Old Navy banner. In the brutal world of fast fashion and retail, leadership changes are often the first, big, visible lever a board pulls to signal a new direction. Investors cheered the move, hoping fresh eyes can revive the brand's sluggish sales. It's a reminder that even as retail evolves at digital speed, the human element of strategy and execution remains paramount. A single executive appointment moving a multi-billion dollar company's stock that dramatically is a pure play on the belief in a turnaround story. It's a bet on management as much as on merchandise. Finally, let's connect a thread back to our AI themes from earlier. In China, new AI-powered video tools are fueling an explosion in animated dramas. Data from research firm DataEye found that in May, a remarkable 89 of the top 100 animated dramas on the mega platform Douyin were AI productions. This isn't just a niche experiment. It's a mainstream content boom being driven by generative AI. The business implications are massive. It dramatically lowers the cost and time to produce visually rich content, potentially reshaping entire creative industries. It shows AI moving beyond text and static images into the heart of dynamic storytelling and entertainment. This is a concrete example of AI not just as a tool for efficiency, but as an engine for a new kind of product and a new market dynamic. For more on how AI is colliding with creative rights, you can catch up on the lawsuit from major music labels against Anthropic in our tech segment. So this week in business, we see a tapestry of stress and adaptation. From the sobering reality of rising bankruptcies to the speculative fever of prediction markets, from high-stakes oil diplomacy to AI-driven content factories. It's a world where economic pressure meets innovative, and sometimes risky, avenues for navigating an uncertain future. The signals are mixed, but they are never dull. Welcome back to ReadFlow Weekly. We're shifting our gaze now from the economic landscape to the frontiers of discovery, for our science deep dive. And this week, that dive begins with a very personal, very immediate alert about two common products sitting in medicine cabinets and pantries across the country. First, a study has linked the common sweetener xylitol to an increased risk of strokes, heart attacks, and death. Xylitol is a sugar alcohol found in products like chewing gum, toothpaste, jam, yogurts, and ice cream, often marketed as a healthier alternative. The research suggests it may cause blood platelets to clot more easily, increasing the likelihood of cardiovascular events. It's a stark reminder that the long-term health impacts of widespread food additives are often discovered well after they've become ubiquitous. And on a similar note, preliminary research presented at a major cardiology conference has found that long-term use of the sleep supplement melatonin was linked to a 90% higher risk of heart failure among people with chronic insomnia. This is for long-term use, mind you. Melatonin is one of the most popular over-the-counter supplements in the world, often considered benign. But this finding suggests that for a subset of users, particularly those with existing sleep disorders taking it regularly, the cardiovascular risks may be significant. It underscores a critical principle in health science. Just because something is natural or available without a prescription doesn't mean it's without consequence, especially when used over years. The body of evidence is always evolving, and this week it's evolving in a direction that might make you look twice at your nightly routine or your sugar-free gum. You can find our full story on the xylitol research on ReadFlow. Now, let's lift our eyes from the medicine cabinet to the cosmos, because we are on the literal eve of a monumental leap in our understanding of the universe. In 2 days, NASA's Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope is set to launch. This isn't just another satellite. Roman is a flagship astrophysics mission, the direct successor to the James Webb Space Telescope in ambition and capability. Its primary superpower? A staggering field of view. Roman will see 100 times more sky in a single snapshot than the Hubble Space Telescope. Imagine Hubble's breathtaking but narrow deep field images, and then imagine being able to capture that level of detail across an area of sky 100 times larger and much faster. This changes the game entirely. It transforms astronomy from studying individual celestial objects to conducting vast cosmic surveys. Roman is designed to settle essential questions in dark energy, the mysterious force accelerating the universe's expansion. It will hunt for exoplanets by the thousands using a technique called microlensing. And it will map the structure of the universe on a grand scale. The data torrent from this telescope will keep scientists busy for decades, likely rewriting textbooks on cosmology and planetary science. It's a reminder that while we grapple with health alerts here on Earth, our species is also capable of launching perfect, intricate machines on million-mile journeys to answer our oldest questions. For a closer look at what Roman will do, we have a link to the mission overview on ReadFlow. Back on Earth, medical science is offering glimmers of hope in the fight against some of our most daunting diseases. In a remarkable breakthrough, experimental eye drops have helped restore sight in blind mice. The mice were suffering from photoreceptor degeneration, the same mechanism behind human diseases like age-related macular degeneration and retinitis pigmentosa, which together affect about 200 million people worldwide. The drops work by using a novel compound to activate remaining cells in the retina, essentially making them light-sensitive again. It's early-stage, animal model research, but the potential is profound. Our non-invasive treatment, just eye drops, for conditions that lead to irreversible blindness. It represents a completely different strategy, bypassing complex gene therapies or implants. And in another lab, researchers are investigating a far earlier, subtler warning sign for Alzheimer's disease. They're asking whether the sleeping brain may contain early clues to vulnerability, years before memory problems become noticeable. By studying brain waves during sleep, scientists hope to identify patterns that signal the very initial stages of the disease process. The goal is a non-invasive, early detection method that could allow for interventions at a point where they might be most effective. It turns a routine human process, sleep, into a diagnostic window. Together, these stories show the dual trajectory of modern medicine, creating dramatic repairs for advanced disease, while also refining our ability to see trouble coming from a much, much greater distance. Finally, let's talk about what's beneath our feet, because the ground is hiding some surprising resources. In Utah, scientists have discovered a huge hidden ice reservoir beneath the state's mountains, locked within features called rock glaciers. These look like sprawling fields of loose rock but conceal large quantities of ice below the surface. In an era of increasing water scarcity in the West, mapping these hidden frozen caches is crucial for understanding and managing water supplies. Meanwhile, on the other side of the planet, researchers in Australia believe the nation's iconic red soil may be hiding a massive clean energy source, naturally occurring hydrogen. Vast iron-rich formations in Western Australia may be capable of generating this low-emission fuel. If proven and accessible, it could represent a significant new piece of the green energy puzzle. From ice water to hydrogen fuel, the lesson is that we still have a lot to learn about the planet we live on, and the solutions to our biggest challenges might be waiting, quietly, just out of sight. Welcome back to ReadFlow Weekly. We've covered a lot of ground this week, from the courtroom battles over AI training data to the economic stress signals in rising bankruptcy filings, and from health alerts in our pantries to the launch of a new space telescope. When you step back from these individual stories, two powerful, cross-cutting themes emerge that tell us a lot about where we are in 2026. The first is a public reckoning, and the second is an acceleration of discovery. Let's start with the reckoning. This week, we saw a clear pattern of public trust being tested by the very tools and products that have become seamlessly integrated into daily life. It's happening in the digital realm, where a new survey shows that for the first time, more Americans now oppose than support automated police license plate readers. That's a significant shift in sentiment, a growing public pushback against surveillance infrastructure that was quietly deployed for years. You can find our coverage of that story at ReadFlow. And this reckoning isn't confined to the digital. It's happening in the physical, in the products we consume. The Science this week delivered two stark warnings about common items. The sweetener xylitol, found in everything from gum to yogurt, was linked to an increased risk of heart attacks and strokes. And long-term use of the sleep supplement melatonin was tied to a dramatically higher risk of heart failure. These aren't obscure chemicals. They're in our homes. The public is being forced to re-evaluate the safety of things they were told were benign or even beneficial. It's a moment of collective pause, a demand for more scrutiny on the technologies we adopt and the ingredients we ingest. The trust that was once given freely is now being audited. Which brings us to our second major theme, the breathtaking acceleration of discovery. Even as we question some tools, we are building new ones that are expanding our capabilities at a staggering pace. The poster child for this is, without a doubt, the imminent launch of NASA's Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope. This instrument isn't just an incremental upgrade. It's designed to see 100 times more sky than Hubble, promising to revolutionize our understanding of dark energy and exoplanets. It represents a giant leap in our ability to observe the cosmos. You can get the details on that launch at ReadFlow. But this acceleration isn't just happening in orbit. It's in the lab, supercharged by artificial intelligence. Consider one story where researchers used AI to search through more than 100 million possible configurations to find a cheaper, faster way to 3D print a high-performance NASA rocket alloy. That's a scale of optimization that is simply impossible for humans alone. It's a perfect example of how AI is becoming a co-pilot for discovery, compressing years of trial and error into a streamlined process. From the macro scale of the universe to the micro scale of material science, the pace of exploration is hitting new highs. So here's the thread that binds this week together. We are living in a moment of simultaneous audit and acceleration. We are pausing to question the foundations of our modern life, the surveillance, the sweeteners, the supplements, asking hard questions about safety, ethics, and consent. And at the very same time, we are charging forward, deploying new telescopes and new algorithms that push the boundaries of what we can see and build. The tension between these two forces, the cautious reckoning and the relentless innovation, is defining our relationship with progress. It's a reminder that building the future isn't just about capability. It's increasingly about consent, understanding, and making sure the tools we embrace truly serve us. And finally, for our one more thing this week, a story that reminds us that for all our advanced telescopes and AI models, the natural world still holds profound mysteries, especially when it comes to our closest relatives. For more than a decade, researchers in Guinea-Bissau have been documenting a persistent and puzzling chimpanzee behavior. The chimps have been repeatedly hurling rocks at the same specific trees, leaving the trunks scarred and surrounded by piles of stones. This isn't a one-off event. It's a sustained activity observed over years, and scientists are still trying to decode its purpose. Is it a form of communication, a territorial marker, or perhaps even a rudimentary ritual? The consistency is what's so fascinating. It suggests a shared cultural practice passed through the group, a tiny window into the complex social minds of these animals. It's a wonderful counterpoint to our own week of high-tech discovery, a humble reminder that some of the most intriguing puzzles aren't found in code or in the cosmos, but in the accumulated rocks at the base of a tree in a West African forest. You can dig into the details of this long-running primate mystery in our coverage of the rock-hurling chimpanzees. And with that, we've reached the end of this edition of ReadFlow Weekly. From public pushback on surveillance to the launch of the Roman Space Telescope, and from economic distress signals to the hidden clues in our sleep, it's been a full week. Remember, you can explore any story we discussed today, including that look at NASA's upcoming telescope and its vast new view of the sky, in your ReadFlow app. For the entire team, I'm host name. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And that brings us to the end of this edition of ReadFlow Weekly. From the public's growing skepticism of surveillance tools like automated license plate readers to the promising medical clues hidden in our sleep, it's been a week that reminds us how deeply technology and discovery are woven into the fabric of our daily lives, for better and for worse. Thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday with us. If any story piqued your curiosity, you can dive much deeper by finding and saving it on ReadFlow. Our job is to connect the dots, but your exploration is what makes it all worthwhile. For the entire team, I'm your host. We'll be back next Saturday with another look at the stories shaping our future. Until then, keep reading.